The mysterious political donor, Norman Hsu, is in a Colorado jail this afternoon. He was released yesterday from a hospital in Grand Junction. He turned up there last week after jumping bail on a 15-year-old grand theft charge in California. Hsu has been a major Democratic fundraiser in recent years, although the source of his own wealth is still unclear. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
An attorney for Norman Hsu says he plans to waive extradition so he can get back to California as soon as possible and face sentencing for the grand theft charge. Hsu was supposed to face that charge last week, but he failed to show up for a court hearing, thereby forfeiting $2 million in bail. Hsu reportedly sent copies of a suicide note to several people last Wednesday, then boarded an Amtrak train headed east. Fellow passenger Joanne Sagali says Hsu remained locked in his cabin for hours till she finally noticed him wedged in a narrow space next to the door and summoned train personnel for assistance.
He was very ill, very incoherent, but when they picked him up, he said, "Am I in jail? Am I in jail?" And they said, "No, you're not in jail. You're in Colorado."
Sagali says train crews later found a bottle of prescription medicine and pills scattered around the rail car. Hsu's attorney declined to comment, except to say the hospital had done a marvelous job of caring for his client at a difficult time. Hsu's discovery in Grand Junction is the latest bizarre twist in the story of the fugitive financier, who's one of the biggest fundraisers for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. The campaign has promised to return some $850,000 from donors who were solicited by Hsu. Clinton told reporters yesterday it would have been difficult to make any other decision. In addition to the old California charges, Hsu also faces new questions in New York. Investors there worry tens of millions of dollars given to Hsu for a clothing venture seems to have disappeared. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.
And we'll have more on Norman Hsu's business and political dealings on tomorrow's program.